Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. Words of Christ for this feast of St. Matthias. And we wish our own Father Matthias a very happy feast day and assure him of our prayers. When an artist creates something, a musician, a composition, a painter, an image, there is a certain finality to their creation. That is, they finish the work and they step away from their creation. When God creates, however, it is not a once and done phenomenon. He continues to create. That is, he remains with his creation. He sustains it. And the same fact can be said of God's calling, his plan for our lives. That is, he does not call us once and then steps away, expecting us to figure it all out. No, God's presence abides with us, most notably in the indwelling of his Holy Spirit. Whether we are priests or religious or married folk, or perhaps we are still discerning God's plan for our lives, the Lord continues to call each one of us wherever we find ourselves. And this calling is primarily and principally a calling to enter more deeply into his love, into his friendship. For whatever our big V vocation is in this life, this calling, the calling to friendship with Christ, is the most important. No matter how difficult or confusing or bewildering the paths of our lives may become, the Lord calls us, just as he continues to create the world, which at times seems to be spinning out of control. And what St. Matthias teaches us this morning is that the Lord calls us, even at times for our lifelong vocation, like that of an apostle, he calls us in the most minute of details. He calls us not always in a glamorous or dramatic fashion, but in simple prayer, in the drawing of lots. I think we will see at the end of our lives that what appeared to be a stroke of bad luck or a mark of good fortune, finding ourselves as we thought in the wrong place at the wrong time or the right place at the right time, all of these things are in fact God's providential choosing, his election for our salvation and the salvation of others, perhaps many, many others, the fruit that will last, says Christ. All we have to do is to keep his commandments, especially, as he says today, the commandments to love one another as he loves us. To be willing to lay down my life for my neighbor, whoever it is whom God puts in my path. And concretely, this entering into God's continual call, his continual vocation, ultimately is to take everything to our Blessed Mother. For she received the very highest call, the call to be the Mother of God, in the midst of the most humble and simple circumstances, in the small town of Nazareth, while she was weaving, doing very ordinary work, God called her for the highest of vocations. So may we say today and every day, with her help, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. I surrender all things to you in love, because I trust you and I desire more than anything else to be your friend.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot's Circle podcast. May God bless you.